This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's talk to the Commission for Gender Equality. They held a national teenage pregnancy imbizo today, brought together stakeholders to confront what they call one of South Africa's most persistent challenges, which has been recognized as a national scourge affecting the rights, education and prospects of adolescent girls. The imbizo provided a platform for government, civil society, traditional and religious leaders, young people, educators and other stakeholders to engage openly on the drivers of teenage pregnancy and identify practical coordinated interventions. Let's look at this. We're speaking to the Commissioner Moraro Nemadahe. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you and good evening to our listeners.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. Please talk to us about the national imbizo.
Yes, we had a national imbizo this afternoon where we bring stakeholders together to come and bring evidence and also the strategies and different initiatives and programs that are run by different stakeholders in order to work against this national crisis of teenage pregnancy. We also had learners in the room where they are able to share about their experiences and also what would work best for them in order for us to work together to fight that.
And so the issue there being discussed is the issue of teenage pregnancy.
Yes, so this is teenage pregnancy, learner pregnancy, adolescent pregnancy. We're looking at statistics as well in terms of learners that are falling pregnant and delivering, and also those that are terminating pregnancy, looking at ages between 10 and 14 and also 15 to 19. So those are the learners that are below 20 years old, and also the initiatives that are in place in the different departments and also the different provinces. So that's what we're looking at.
Okay. We're calling it a scourge, and you spoke about the numbers, the stats. What do the numbers say?
The numbers are showing that our learners are falling pregnant. Our learners are terminating pregnancy. And the province that was highlighted with the most pregnancies is still the KwaZulu-Natal province, with Eastern Cape, Limpopo, Gauteng, also in the forefront when it comes to learner pregnancy. And it just shows that there is a need for more interventions, more programs, and also involvement of community members. Community starting from the families, the people in the households, and also those that are in the community, those in the schools, and all the spaces that we find our children, so that our children do not fall pregnant. Because at the end of the day, the children are not falling pregnant all by themselves.
Are we able to speak comparatively with the stats? If you say to me in 2011 in Limpopo, there were 70 learners that fell pregnant. In 2026 in Limpopo, there are 110. And then we're able to say, well, that number has gone up. This is how it has gone up and so on. Are we able to speak from that level with the stats now? As we're saying, it's a scourge. The most affected is KZN, you said? Yeah.
Yes, we do have those numbers as part of the presentation, but I do not have that in front of me at the moment. So the Department of Health is the custodian of those numbers because they are the ones that see that on a day-to-day basis. So they were presenting as one of the stakeholders in the imbizo, sharing about what has happened from 2021 up until now, and also sharing about what happened in the first quarter of this 2026-2027 financial year. So the numbers are showing that there is a need for an intervention, because even if we say there's 2,000 learners that fell pregnant, behind each and every number is a child, is someone's future, is them being deprived of education, of having to choose between education and motherhood. So even as the Commission for Gender Equality, we have done research in terms of the policy interplay to say, how is this being implemented in the schools, and what is the effect on the dropout rate for schools in terms of the teenage mothers that fall pregnant while they're still in school?
And maybe from that angle, what has been your contribution in the conversation? Because what I was saying is, when you are able to compare, we're able to say it's getting worse, there's progress, and what the issues are. And perhaps, you, as you said, you might speak about the legislative interventions that have been there and so on, but also the contributions or suggestions that you are making as the commission to address the scourge.
As the Commission for Gender Equality, we are a Chapter 9 institution that has been set up to help strengthen our constitutional democracy. So we provide oversight. We hold the stakeholders accountable. We have accountability hearings, making sure that the duty bearers that are the custodians or the people that are supposed to have, that are supposed to make sure that the learners are protected or supported once they fall pregnant, they do their work. So as the commission, we decided, let us bring all the stakeholders together from a national angle, because we've had engagements in the provinces, and now we are saying we need to work together, we need to have a clear implementation plan, we need to coordinate from a national angle when it comes to health, education, social development, justice, SAPS, and also the municipalities, the different leaders, and also call for clear reporting where there are measurable indicators and accountability, and stressing that the department must also report on those different commitments and evidence of work that has been done. So as the commission, we are creating this platform so that we can be able to better coordinate and also provide oversight on the work that is being done by the different departments.
Right. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Commission for Gender Equality, Commissioner Muraro Nematahin there, speaking to us about that.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.